KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies in Atlantic and 51 degrees. We're looking for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high around 70. It'll be windy with winds northwest of 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to near 40. That'll create an elevated fire danger. So be careful if you're having to burn things outside today and preferably hold off until the winds diminish. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Iowa health officials early this morning report 727 new positive COVID-19 cases, including 7 more in Cass County and 17 more deaths, 3 more in Guthrie County included among them. Deaths attributed to a pre-existing medical condition across the state amounted to 917. Iowa currently has a confirmed 1,341 COVID-19 deaths and 88,234 positive cases. There have been 6,014 lab results returned since 10 a.m. Tuesday for a total of 794,921. And of the latest results, 5,368 came back negative for COVID-19, 637 were positive for a 14-day rolling average of 8.7%. The number of Iowans who have recovered from the virus is 68,341. In the KJAN listing area, since 10 a.m. Tuesday, the IDPH reports new positive COVID-19 test results, numbering 37 in Pottawatomie County, bringing their to-date total to more than 2,000 cases. 9 new cases in Guthrie County, 8 in Mills County, 7 in Cass County, as I mentioned, 6 in Madison County, 3 in Harrison County, 2 new cases each in Montgomery and Union counties, and 1 more positive case in Shelby County. Latest data show hospitalizations continue to rise in Iowa. There are 390 patients hospitalized with COVID-19, up from 376 yesterday. And there are currently 100 patients in intensive care, compared to 97 yesterday. The IDPH says 61 people were admitted to a hospital somewhere around the state since 10 a.m. Tuesday, and 31 patients were on ventilators. That's down 5 from the previous day. In western and southwest Iowa, 18 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. 8 are in an ICU, 2 were admitted since yesterday, and no one is on a ventilator. There are currently 52 long-term care facilities reporting coronavirus outbreaks in Iowa, a number that had been unchanged since Friday. IDPH reported 1,127 positive cases and 718 recoveries within those same facilities. There have been 693 deaths in Iowa's long-term care facilities, which is 6 more than yesterday. Police in Red Oak are reporting 2 arrests. At around 3:23 a.m. today, officers arrested 75-year-old Mary Catherine Pierce of Red Oak on a warrant out of Page County. She was taken into custody for failure to appear on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. Pierce was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. And at around 10:40 p.m. on Tuesday, Red Oak police arrested 59-year-old Ronald Dean Kammerer Jr. of Red Oak. He was taken into custody on a Pottawatomie County warrant for contempt, failure to pay child support. Kammerer Jr. was being held without bond at the Montgomery County Jail while awaiting extradition to Pottawatomie County. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday said there were 2 arrests over the past 3 days. On Saturday, Atlantic Police arrested 53-year-old Rex McDermott of Atlantic Republic Intoxication. McDermott was booked into the Cass County Jail and held, and it was McDermott's second arrest on the same charge in 2 days. On Monday, Atlantic Police arrested 38-year-old Joshua Beadle of Atlantic for operating while intoxicated. He was taken into custody, booked into the Cass County Jail, and held. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reports 45-year-old Todd Ryan Geisinger of Stewart was arrested at around 4 a.m. Saturday on charges that include interference with official acts, disorderly conduct, harassment in the second degree, and public intoxication. The charges stem from an incident that occurred outside of the residence of Stewart police officer Martinson and his family. According to the report, Geisinger was behind the residence screaming and allegedly threatening to harm the officer for an incident that took place earlier between Martinson and Geisinger that caused Geisinger to become upset. Once he was restrained and taken into custody with the help of 2 other law enforcement officers, Geisinger refused a breath analyzer test. The report said he has 2 previous convictions for public intoxication. Geisinger was transported to the Guthrie County Jail and later transported to the Dallas County Jail under the authority of a Dallas County warrant. During an initial appearance before a magistrate, his bond was set at $1,000, cash or surety. Geisinger posted bond and was released. In the funeral announcements, Joan Bauer, age 86, of Manila, died Saturday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Joan Bauer will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Sacred Heart Church in Manila. OD Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Jonathan Ray John Pauly, age 57, of Defiance and formerly of Panama, died Saturday at Crawford County Hospital. Graveside services for John Pauley will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Cemetery in Panama. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Larry Lee Kenyon, age 84, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at his home. Memorial services for Larry Kenyon will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Paul Williams, age 93, of Indianola and formerly of Rural Stewart, died September 24th. Graveside memorial services for Paul Williams will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Fairview Cemetery in Rural Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Ronald Dean Goodside, age 66, of Shelby, died Sunday. A celebration of life service for Ronald Goodside will be held at a later date with the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Shelby in charge of the arrangements. That's a check of the news for this hour, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.